Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year. This is part two of our top 100 NBA player draft episode. This part of the episode is going to be round 6 to 13. And if you haven't listened to part one, which we did, which covered rounds 1 to 5, please do your best to go back and listen to it before checking out this part of the episode. Once again, Happy New Year, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this episode.
So I'm one of your hosts, Lana Mark Hansen. Joined here today by three of my regular co-hosts, you know them already, Melvin Kwasi, David Kofite, Serum Carty. We're joined by two special guests in Mutu Minayi, who you've seen on Oddball Sports a lot recently, and someone making their first appearance, Elvis Kwantu. Okay, so basically what we're doing today, we're doing a fantasy draft involving the top 100 players currently in the NBA, and each of the panelists here, Serum, Dave, Mutumina, Elvis, and Melvin, will be drafting a team out of those 100 players. So moving on to the 26th pick, it comes back to me. And at this point, I'm going to pick a bit, I'm going to pick up size here, and I'm going to pick Evan Mobley up.
Comes to Mobley. Oh, how about that?
Whoa, pick him, young fella.
Ah, Allah. Size with defense. Yeah.
26th overall. Melvin, please go.
I think I'm going to go with Nikola Vucevic. This Vucevic.
Shoot that bitch. Shoot that bitch. Anybody with an eye see in their last night can shoot. Omilovic, Maravich, Vucevic, Stojakovic.
Okay, he picked up Vucevic. Vucevic goes to Kotobabi Professionals, the 27th overall pick. Mutumina, the originals, who'd you guys select?
Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, goes back! Oh, no! And puts it down!
Okay, the originals pick up Victor Wembanyama with the 28th overall pick. Elvis, who'd you pick with the 29th overall pick?
All right, give me Jalen Brunson.
Brunson. Hezzy. Brunson. Beautiful fake and pull-up.
Jalen Brunson goes to YTS Ballers. YTS Ballers pick up Jalen Brunson with the 29th. The 30th pick goes to Aquentua Ballers. I hate that name still.
All right. I'm going to pick Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton against Beverly. Here's a long three.
And I think for my next pick, I'm going to pick, I'm going to go with Chet Holmgren.
Holmgren, again, another spin move, almost the exact same play.
Bro, that was my next pick, like, oh.
Yeah, come on, man. You got to be a good GM like me.
Shut up. Elvis, who'd you pick with the 32nd pick?
So my team would like to pick Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. With 10 of his 12 games this year, 20 or more, and he's got the first bucket tonight.
Brandon Ingram goes to YTS Ballers. A very steady pick, if I say so myself. Mutumina, please, the originals, who'd you guys select?
Kyrie Irving.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown!
Kotobabi Professionals, you have the 34th pick. Please, who are you selecting here?
I'm going to go with Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey.
Go down a bit.
Damn, Melvin. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Bro, shut up.
Bro,
Dave, should I continue picking for you, or will you pick with the 35th overall pick?
I'll pick so you do the explanation.
Go ahead. No, see, I'll pick of something. That's the thing. I'll think of something. Go ahead.
Pick this one for me because... So I'm struggling to get...
Okay, with the 35th pick, I'll pick up another big guy and I'll take Kristaps Porzingis.
Deflection, then the block by Porzingis.
Okay, Dave, pick the 36th overall.
Okay, Jalen Green.
Green isoing, Green driving, Green... Oh! Dunking!
Okay, Jalen Green goes with the 36th overall pick to Ablikuman Analyse. Melvin, what about you? With the 37th overall pick, who are you picking for Coach Bobby Professionals?
I'll pick Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez sizes it up and hits!
Okay, the originals, which one now?
I'm picking Cade Cunningham.
From Oklahoma State University.
team, someone who hasn't won in 2 months, winning culture is not the strong suit of his.
Right. He doesn't want to win. You have LeBron, but what's that? Lakers are not winning much right now, Tommy. We're struggling to win.
Let's be serious. Please, it's not your turn. Elvis, please, who are you picking with the 39th pick?
Give me Triple G. Hi, Yorker.
Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. goes to YTS Ballers with the 39th overall pick. The 40th pick goes to Abenkwa.
Nigga, what? I mentioned the new one.
Quintu Ball. Okay. That's the 40th pick.
All right. I'm going to go with Scotty Barnes for my 40th pick.
I don't know if this is strength or leverage or what, but it looked good if you're Scotty Barnes. I'm bragging about that.
Scottie Barnes goes 40th overall, and then 41st.
41st, I'm going to go with Bam Adebayo.
Bam, that's your full name for real? What's your name? What's it short for? What's Bam short for? It's short for something. Oh,
by any means.
Do you want to steal rebounds? Like, what's going on here? Talk me through that thing.
Why?
Because right now you have Chet, you have Scottie Barnes, you have Bam, you have Beaks. Like, what's going on?
What's going on? Okay, so
you have Nikola Jokic. Like, what's going on?
So I know Jokic is not like the greatest big defender. So I'm bringing in Chet and then Scottie and then Bam to bolster the interior defense. Since Scotty is like a forward, he can play the forward, like, and then assist Michael Bridges on the defensive end. And Shed is a very good shot blocker, but then he's not that physically strong. So Bam is going to work on the physical side of defense for him. Whilst Shed can come off the weak side and then get the easy blocks.
Okay, Elvis, YTS ball is you're on the clock. 42nd overall pick.
All right, I'd like to pick Fred VanVleet.
FVV. Okay. Can you talk me through that? Why Fred VanVleet at the 42nd overall?
Well, I think my team will need someone who can pass the ball very often, and it looks like Fred VanVleet's assists have gone up this season. So I think he'll be a good addition to my team to help with the assists.
Okay. Mutuna, you're up with the 43rd overall pick.
I'm picking Paolo Banchero.
Paolo Banchero!
I wanted you to explain, but it was a good pick, so I don't want an explanation. So to Bobby Professionals, please, go.
If I'll pick Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant got his defender in the air! Jeremy Grant, good night!
Solid player. Ablekumananales, we're going to pick... look at the names on this list. Yeah, we'll pick up Ja Morant with the 45th overall pick.
And Ja Morant is with his famous crossover move there, and then is able to elevate before Wembanyama can get back. And hello, Wemby, let me introduce you to Mr. Morant. Y'all haven't met before.
And the 46, Dave is back. Dave, should I make this pick or you'll go ahead and make it?
I think we can go with Kevon Looney.
Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
Looney tip, no! Looney, yes! Looney, yes! The Warriors win it!
Okay. All right, 47th overall pick, Melvin.
Then give me Cameron Johnson.
Melvin, Zion is there. Zion Williamson is dead.
Oh, Theram, what is your problem?
But he picked already, so why is salty? Shame.
Johnson goes around the world. Oh, he's slick with it.
Zion is not picked. Who picked Zion?
I said Zion. He just made his pick. He picked Cam Johnson.
Melvin, you have a second in your mind. Bro.
I'm picking Zion.
It's too late. It's okay.
So you're a freeze. That's the problem. Was this 48th overall pick goes to Zion Williamson.
Spin and the reverse. The slam by Zion.
The originals picked him up. Elvis, the 49th overall pick.
All right. I don't know how come this guy has still not gotten picked up. Give me Jamal Murray.
Murray is attacking. Look at him. Go up. No, I'm not going to dunk. Not going to use it with my left. But English. Off the glass, when Murray is attacking off of the pick and roll, this team is dangerous.
That was like.
YTS Ballers pick up Jamal Murray with the 49th overall pick. The 50th and the 51st pick would be made by.
All right. Give me Desmond Bane.
Bane.
puts on the brakes and hits.
Give me DeJounte Murray.
Murray spins. Murray, the dagger over Schroeder.
All right, the 52nd overall pick, Elvis. YTS Bowlers. Who would you guys want?
All right, give me Alfred Şengün.
Şengün goes coast to coast. Oh, the game! The game! My goodness!
The 52nd pick has been made. The originals, who'd you want?
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, Jaylen Brown!
Bro, how did Jaylen... Honestly, Jaylen Brown was the person I actually really wanted, but...
I was trying to pick him next, though.
Yeah, Kotobabi Professionals, you have the 54th overall pick. Who do you pick, sir?
Anyways, give me LaMelo.
Oh, LaMelo Ball! Another circus shot for the kid!
With Ablekou Malalaleish now on the clock, the 55th pick. I'll make that, and then I'll let Dave make the last pick. With the 55th pick, give me Kyle Kuzma. Dave, 56th, our final pick, who do you want? I'll make the pick if I have to. Even though he's been injured most of this season, let's continue the scoring thing. Give me Bradley Beal.
Beal begins fire and hit, and Reeves will pick up a foul.
No, they're on the clock. Kotobabi Professionals.
Okay, I pick Zach LaVine.
Ball to LaVine, showtime! Oh, 360. Get mad, Zach LaVine, get mad.
Mutuna.
Derek White.
Not Schools face the floor here, but he's got to be aware of Derek White on a quick pass back. Also,
White will inbound. It's off to Smart for the seventh game. Could have been tipped in, but the buzzer sounded. The White was on. It'll be reviewed.
See, that's a song. That's fair. I actually respect you.
Yeah, I really respect that. Yeah, that's a good pick. I'll give you that, Mutu.
Oh, yeah. Please, your final pick.
Everything else.
All right. My final pick, give me Pascal Siakam.
Siakam on the inside.
Pascal Siakam has been selected, and he's been drafted to YTS Ballers. Okay, Akwentu Ballers.
So, my final pick, give me J-Dub, Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams.
I'm glad you didn't pick him, because I wanted to pick him, but thanks.
See,
give me Jalen Williams.
Where the thing reached. I didn't have a choice. Like, it's either I go all scoring or sometimes you have to be the Pacers. You don't have to be like Darvin Hammond, think about defense. You have to be the Pacers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go explain that. But yeah, thank you for leaving him out. So you just my chance to pick him.
So basically everyone will explain their teams, like, and give a pitch to our listeners as to why they think their team is the best.
That's from Dave.
Me now for do the explanation. Okay, so I'm running through everybody's team. So, Akwentu Ballers, whose GM was Seron Kate, their squad looks like this. Nikola Jokic, Anthony Edwards, Kevin Durant, De'Aaron Fox, Mikal Bridges, Tyrese Haliburton, Chet Holmgren, Scottie Barnes, Bam Adebayo, Desmond Bane, DeJounte Murray, and Jalen Williams. The team that held the second overall pick, YTS Ballers, whose GM was Elvis Contu, had Joel Embiid, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Devin Booker, Kawhi Leonard, Lauri Markkanen, Jalen Brunson, Brandon Ingram, Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., Fred VanVleet, Jamal Murray, Alperen Şengün, and Pascal Siakam. The team that had the third overall pick, the originals, whose GM was Mutumina, selected Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Paul George, Karl-Anthony Towns, Victor Wembanyama, Kyrie Irving, Cade Cunningham, Paolo Banchero, Zion Williamson, Jaylen Brown, and Derek White. The team that had the fourth overall pick, Kotobabi Professionals, whose GM is Melvin Kwashi, selected Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, DeMontis Sabonis, Nikola Vucevic, Tyrese Maxey, Brooke Lopez, Jeremy Grant, Cam Johnson, LaMelo Ball, and Zach LaVine. And the final team, Ablekou Malalaleish, whose GM was Dave and whose emergency GM was myself, Nana Markhansen, selected Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, Klay Thompson, Evan Mobley, Kristaps Porzingis, Jalen Green, Ja Morant, Kevin Looney, Kyle Kuzma, and Bradley Beal. And I'll start by talking through what Dave and I's thinking was. We realized that in the NBA currently, there's no defense being played. It's an all-offensive game. And to be the best, you have to be able to score like the best. With players like Kyle Kuzma, Ja Morant, Bradley Beal, Kristaps Porzingis, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard, and Jason Tatum. We have a lot of scoring. And if you want us to play a little defense, we have Evan Mobley, Kristaps plays defense, Kevon Looney is an amazing rebounder. And yeah, so like we feel like we can punch you in your mouth when it comes to scoring. And then there's a tiny sliver of defense there, but we know what our goal is. It's to punch teams in the mouth. People like Melvin can't handle us. Mutumina claims he has a big squad, but if my team is punching him in the mouth every time down the court, they have no answer. Seram will come and tell me, oh, he has Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, my foot. Like, there's nothing, like, this team we've constructed is just to punch teams, the other teams in the mouth. And I'll now let the GM of Kutubabi Professionals go.
You explain, Bob.
Just like Nanak.
You really, really explain.
Just like all of you others are welcome to explain. All I have to say is there's nothing to necessarily prove. Just put it through a simulator and let's see what the team does. Like I said in the earlier part, team.
Confidence.
All right. Thank you.
Obviously, I don't get explanations. So you there, we could just keep up to AI.
The originals, please go ahead.
So as I said earlier, my team is a blend of all three level scorers with defense and big men. On my bench, I have Wembanyama, I have Kyrie, I have Kate Cunningham, who is a very good perimeter defender and also a very good points guard, as a traditional points guard. I have Brown, who is also a good defender. I just need him to be shooting. I don't need him to be dribbling with his left hand. I have Banchero, I have Zion. Luka Trojan loves to Zion, is going to be something to watch. I have Derek White, whose defense is underrated most of the time. So I think I'm okay for the centers, Kat and Wemby. AD can slide to the center, Zion, Banchero. I think my team is very versatile. I have players who can play multiple positions and are not limited. But I think my team will be the best, even if they put it through AI or whatever. They're still going to hoist the Larry O'Brien, baby.
Inside your dreams? Oh, cool. I didn't know you're doing Dreamland here. Elvis, YTS Ballers, talk us through your team and the picks you made.
All right, I think with my starting five, I've already spoken about this. So with my bench, I'll say it's really a balanced team. I've got guys who can pass the ball well. I got one very good defender. I got guys who are aggressive. Also got guys who can shoot the three and also pass well. So I think basically I have the most balanced team amongst all of us because I think we have guys who can do everything and I wouldn't have problem in any position on the floor.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so my team, Charlie, look, it's pretty simple, right? All you guys talking about having a balanced team, blah, 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 bro. You people don't have balanced
team. I never
team.
Mentioned balancing. I just said we're coming exactly. to punch you in the mouth.
People want to do boxing, people want to do balance, Balenciaga, look, if we're talking about a team that has balance, it's mine. Right, you have the best player in the world, right? You have one of the best small forward / power forward who ever played a game, right? You have an up and coming rising young star in shit who can play defensive in the paint and the perimeter anywhere you got. Like, see, you have everybody on the team that can play defense, that can score and are efficient on a high level, right? These guys are like masters of the craft, so when they score, they are scoring at an efficient level. Even if they miss, I have players on the bench or even on the who I can put on the roster who just come and snag rebounds by heart, right? I have players who are strong and I have players who can score and defend at the same time. If I just need somebody just to come and stand there and come and shoot, I have somebody like this Mbeyin to do that. If I need somebody like DeJounte Murray to slash in or drive in and still be able to shoot from outside, I have it, right? All these guys are players that are, you know, playing around the 50, 40, 90, around it. I'm not saying they are exactly there, but they are playing around the 50, 40, 90 percentiles. These guys are good, right? They are very efficient. And most of them are also very unselfish. And that is why I even brought in people like Jokic and Tyrese Haliburton. Because look, if you want players that can pass the ball, you have them all. If you want players that can score the ball, you have them all. If you want players that can slash inside and score in the mid-range or score a layup or dunk on people, you have them all, right? So what more is there on my team for you guys so you'll be worried about? Like, the team is all you need. Like, this is the team that will take you, you know, as what, world champions. You guys say world champions of what? These are world champions of basketball. Let's be serious here, guys. Let's be serious. My team is the best. I'm done.
Yeah, whatever you say. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is our NBA top 100 draft. So basically, you'll see posts go up on our socials with the team asking you to pick who do you think had the best overall team and the best starting five. So that will go up. But before I leave, I would want to make a slight tweak to the Ablekuma Nanale starting five. Our starting point guard will be Damian Lillard. Our starting two guard will be Donovan Mitchell. Our small forward will be Jason Tatum. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Ja Morant and Damian Lillard as our backcourt. I'm going to play a small three in Donovan Mitchell at our small forward. Jason Tatum will play the four, and I'll fill it out with Kristaps Porzingis playing in the center. That is our starting lineup. If anyone else wants to announce changes to their starting lineup, they can go ahead now, or they can forever hold their peace.
Holding our peace, because we know what the AI will do for us.
No long talk.
This AI idea, you really did prayer now.
It's not prayer.
It really did prayer on the AI. But
people are talking opinions. The internet is going to use what is the actual data. Even data here.
If his team wins, I will vex. I will lie.
I think I'll bring
I thought data then on somebody's changing his team. Well, I see. You see.
I was actually thinking of changing my team. I'll bring Chet to the starting lineup and then put Bridges off the bench as a six man.
So you're going to win
after
towers.
Everything you said.
Ah.
Nana.
It's
Nana,
good. Nayomata. Nayomata.
Bridges will play. Bridges will start.
Right, in your team. Now your team. So right now I'm just going to collapse the entire system with length and block.
So basically, yeah. What I'm hearing is you're scared of Mutuminas Twin Towers of AD and Cat. Okay.
Why Mutuminas and Twin Towers? Actually, you know what, leave it. Leave Bridges there because Bridges now we will guard Cat. Cat, what Cat will do?
Okay. Thank you, Elvis. Thank you, Mutumina. Thank you, everyone, for joining this episode today. It's our third ever draft episode. We've done the top 75 NBA list. We did the draft for that. We did a best Premier League players of all time draft. And now we've done a top 100 player draft for 2023-2024. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Oddball Sports. I've been your host, Nana Markhamson, and Fantasy Draft Commissioner and Emergency General Manager, joined here today by five semi-brilliant general managers in David Kofite, Melvin Kwesi, Benjamin, also known as Mutumina, Elvis Kontu, also known as Kellen, and Sarah Carte. Thank you for listening to this episode. Have a lovely week. Deuce.